Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
Move 'em on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in rawhide.
Hey, you made
it. Hey, the old rusty shovel, eh?
Yeah, you got it.
Made it.
Yeah, you were a little late this morning.
I had a piece of chicken wire fly off, Phil.
Oh, did you?
When you're
I hate that when that happens. I just hate it.
I had to find that and then go back and then put it back. Oh, it was horrible, Phil. And you should pull off the road when I do that, shouldn't I?
You should. Yeah, you're blocking traffic probably if you do that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so sorry about all that if I delayed anybody.
You should use just the straps or, you know, like the zip ties. Zip ties.
And they did, but, you know, they only have a 40-mile-an-hour wind, and once they pop, so it's a safety thing.
Zip ties don't last that long, though. I found that out because I borrowed June's van one time to take it to a football game.
Okay.
And because I had some other people riding with me, and, you know, the Vibe doesn't provide a lot of space. So
it still doesn't?
No. And so she said, the last thing she says is, don't wreck my van.
Oh, boy. Like,
no problem. No problem. So we're coming back from Platteville, and the biggest raccoon I've ever seen in my life ran out in front of us, and boom, underneath, you know.
Right.
And then something's dragging. So I get out, and it's this plastic shield that, you know, cars have for whatever reason, kind of by the wheel well. Mm-hmm. And just, it was just down there. So, all right, well, I've got a zip tie, so I zip tied it up there, you know. Well, about 3 weeks later, she goes, it's the weirdest thing. There's something dragging on my car. I'm like, well, what'd you do? What'd you do?
Did you ever tell her the truth?
Eventually, I believe. If not, I just did.
You just did. Sorry, June.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Well.
But was it the biggest raccoon you ever seen because it was June's van?
Oh, it could be. No, it was big. And the other part of the story is I was doing a report, which is not the safest thing in the world, but Travis Wilson at the time was doing a football Friday night thing. Mm-hmm. And he called me. He's like, because it was a big game at the time. I believe it was Platteville and River Valley were battling for the top. So they wanted kind of a story. So he calls me and I said, well, I'm driving, but okay. And so River Valley took over. Boom! You know, and I'm like, didn't miss a beat, though.
No,
I didn't say holy or
the
anything
only,
like
the
that.
Only beat was the only beat that missed was the coon's heart.
Exactly. Oh, well, lesson learned.
Poor thing.
Should have pulled off the side of the road. But
why?
Why? Why
do it? You do three things at one time all the time.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, without question. Did you do anything last night?
Not a lot. Well, I was in here. We were doing some recording last night.
Okay.
So for a little bit. And then, yes, I made my world-famous popcorn on the stove.
Oh, did you bring any?
No. It's, I don't think there was any to bring.
Can you bring me some kernels or something where I can suck the butter off
of it? Hard tacks?
Yes.
Yeah, I might be able to do that.
So I noticed when I got in here, my chair was missing, Philip.
Your chair was?
Yeah, my chair. Who is the culprit?
That would be the lovely June Nee. She was in that chair last night. So,
but did she actually move it out of here, or did you?
I think I did.
Then she didn't return it.
No.
Well, she can do what she wants.
Well,
so.
I was going to say, write her up.
No, I'm not going to write her up.
She's not an employee, so she can get away with it.
Yeah,
so.
She can pretty much do anything she wants, can't she?
Pretty much, yes. Hey, a barbecue grill company celebrating its 50th anniversary, Hank, by cooking up a record 655 pounds of chicken wings in Georgia.
Oh, wow.
Big Green Egg celebrating its 50th anniversary.
Have they been around that long?
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
To me, I thought it was kind of a newer thing. Maybe they didn't make it to the Great White North right away.
Maybe they didn't.
Yeah, but the wings were slathered in Ed's famous wing sauce. Are you familiar with that?
No. Nope.
Ed's famous wing sauce. Good stuff. I like my wingies.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. But I don't like... See, I'm not a spicy guy, so...
I like spice, but I don't like it. I don't like it to burn twice, Phil.
Ah. You got to cool it down with ranch.
Yeah, but you know,
dip them in ranch.
Yeah, but I just don't like it to burn twice. That's all I'm
saying.
Well,
there you go.
So I mean, but anyway,
words of wisdom for
me. Where are you going to be allowed at tonight?
It's supposed to be here in Richland Center.
You think that's going to happen?
At this point, I would bet no.
Okay,
but you never know.
You never know.
I'm not here to make the call. I just tell me where to go.
And did you know Eden Kavovic of Bosnia demolished 40 coconuts with his elbow?
Is that right? Yes. Wow. That's pretty hard to do, isn't it?
Yeah, in 1 minute.
One is hard to do.
Yeah. Yeah, 1 minute he demolished 40 in a minute. Coconuts.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
So I'm wondering what constitutes demolishing. Like
it has to break them open.
Break it open. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
So anyway, just think of the coconut juice. I don't call it coconut milk because it's not milk. It's coconut juice.
No. You don't put a milk machine in coconut.
That would have been tough to do, Phil.
I can't imagine.
I could barely get one open.
I don't know that I could even do that.
Yeah, you get the old axe out. I'll hold it. I'll hold the coconut if you want to swing the axe. Right.
You could probably do it with your head.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe that's a world record we could go for.
Yeah, the head breaking coconuts.
Head butting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyway, and tomorrow night, are you anywhere tomorrow night?
Let me see. Where am I tomorrow night? Riverdale.
Oh, okay.
Riverdale tomorrow night.
Boys or girls?
Girls.
Okay.
Yeah, you're quizzing me.
I am.
I have to look at my little black book every day to figure out where I'm at.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's a really big black book, though. It's not a little black book.
It's full of papers from this past year.
It's full of papers, yes.
Now, I have the new 2025-26 book, little mm-hmm. black book, and because I've already started scheduling ahead morning shows and whatnot. And do you think it's going to last for 2026?
No. Right now, we're gluing those ones you have together just for December.
25 is down there.
But what I'm saying is they need to make like a 6-month calendar for you.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So that's not going to last you.
No, I need the little trapper folders that I can stick papers in the front, you know.
Because there's more papers in there than on my desk.
Right.
And that says a lot.
So I can write on there, Aerosmith rocks, Kiss is number one, Van Halen rules, man. That's what I want to do.
Uh-oh. You told me to just buy a cheap calendar, and that's what I did.
Oh, that's right.
You're definitely king of cheap.
Yeah. King.
Or queen of cheap.
That's right. I still owe you $1.25 on that, don't I?
It's $1.50 in it for with interest.
That one was $1.50 because it's got 2 years since that, the
oh, oh, it was $1.50.
Hey, you know what? But you saved a dollar.
Well, true.
Where'd she go?
I don't know. She left.
She's just goofing off.
Yep.
But anyway, tonight I'm in Benton, if that goes
well. Benton,
on.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a long... I should have just stayed in Shelbsburg Monday night.
Hmm.
So.
Well, if our games go on, you know, I'm only in Richland Center. I hope that I get home before you.
I hope you do,
because you've been beating me this week, even though you're further away.
Yeah. I don't think I beat you Tuesday.
Yeah, you did. You were in Royal and I was in Mossy.
Yeah, but I'm talking about on home. I still had a 30-minute drive home when you were right behind me.
Well, I don't know.
I got home about 9:50 the other night.
Yeah, it was pretty. I think it was a tie.
So was it?
About when I did, too. I
showered and went to bed.
Yeah. But you probably stopped and got you a slushy and a Slim Jim.
I don't do that anymore. I don't eat after 8 o'clock. Now.
You don't eat after 8 o'clock? That's a good thing.
It is. Because mm-hmm. The worst thing as an official, you know, is you get hungry. You try to eat before your ball game, but you get hungry, and the worst thing to do is stop at a convenience store and then grab a soda pop or grab a water.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I got to have a couple pieces of pizza.
Oh, sure. Here's the thing, Hank. You know, you should have some food with you while you're refereeing.
Oh,
so you can have like a Slim Jim in your pocket. You can just chew on it. Oh, probably getting the whistle.
People keep offering me popcorn. There's a little girl that, where was I at? I think it was in Seneca. A little girl offered me a handful of Skittles. I mean, she took them. Just
there you go.
And I said, "Are you trying to clog my whistle?" She goes, "It would make me get home faster."
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Stop blowing that whistle. I can get home faster.
But I bet she was 6 or 7. Just a cute little thing. Just her old hands full of that Skittle.
That dye.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
But anyway, oh, I tell you what. Some of the things that you see.
You could write a book someday.
If I could write.
Well, that's true.
But here's the thing. If I write it.
Yeah.
You know, I write slow.
Well, you can. You got all kinds of electronics now where you can just voice it and it will print it out.
Right, but I write slow and talk slow.
Oh.
I just hope people read it slow. That way they
y'all,
get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y'all come back now. You hear? Well, buddy, I hope you have a great day. Everybody be careful out there.
Yeah.
Lots of snow on those roads.
And a little slippery. You said it's more powdery.
It's more powdery. 193 is the worst road that I rode on this morning.
Okay.
So that's not where I lost my chicken wire at. But
okay.
But anyway, what else did I want to say? Have you run out of pens lately?
We're getting low again.
Isn't that sad? People donate their time to bring us pens, and then Phil carries them off.
Yeah. Well, I always got to have one, you know, behind my ear or in my pocket.
Hey, I found one in my washing machine.
You did? Yeah. That's not mine.
Well, you can have my clothes with it.
No.
Buddy, have a good day. Be kind.
That's old Hank.